Welcome to Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. That also helps the site. You wouldn't believe how much that helps. This does cost me money to do, and I don't break even every month. I do have my members, but my members, you know, they pay every couple months. So definitely Amazon.com helps me out. If you plan doing any shopping, just go to my site first, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 4th, 1941, and the title is Danger Landing. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Mining camps in the early days of the Western United States invited attack from the bands of outlaws. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that shipping by stagecoach or riverboat became safe. Road agents and river pirates learned to fear his strength and courage, and at last he brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the river! Tuttle's waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The steamboats that carried the miners to the Montana diggings used wood for fuel. Slim Goodrich, with his son Bud, had built a cabin on the upper reaches of the Missouri and had gone into the business of supplying the boats with logs. It was early in the spring. Slim and Bud were piling the logs by the waterfront.
You better let me do this job, son. Sort of heavy for you.
No, they aren't. Now that you got them sawed up, I can handle them easy.
Oh, go on. Sit down and rest a while.
Well,
there aren't many more. I can get them piled up before dark.
All right. How much do we got now? Enough for 100 boats?
About 50, I'd say.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more than that past here during the summer.
Yeah, but they won't all stop to refuel. And we aren't going to stop working either.
You think we'll be rich by fall?
Oh, now, you know better than that, Bud.
Well, will we have enough to go to Chicago?
You forget about Chicago.
Gosh, don't you ever think about going back?
I can't, Bud.
I mean just for a visit. And I'll bet you could go back now. You shouldn't be called Slim anymore. Well, you're as husky as, well, a Lone Ranger.
Son, it was put up to you, and you decided to come out here with me. If you ever change your mind, if you ever want to go back, it's all right. You'll have to go alone.
I wish...
What, Bud?
Oh, nothing. There's a lot I don't savvy, but I guess maybe I will someday.
If there's anything you want to ask me, let's have it.
Well, you don't like to talk about it, Slim.
I don't want you to think there's only one right in this case.
You had to come out here. The doctor said so.
Yeah, but just look around you. Nothing but forest. There's no one lives closer than 40 miles.
Except Injuns.
Yeah, Injuns. That's another thing.
Well, I'm glad you let me have my choice anyway.
It's all right for men.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hey, Slim, the first boat of the year. Which one do you bet it is?
Well, I'll say the River Queen.
I'll take the Prairie Belle.
Oh, recognize the whistle, huh?
Well, it sounds like her, but it could be the River Queen.
Well, she'll be around the bend in about 10 minutes. We're both...
All right, you two reach for the sky.
What's that?
Ain't got any guns, Bill?
All right, boys, tie him up. Get him inside the cabin.
Come on.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, shut it. Oh, hey, you can't do that to my pa. I'm holding it, sonny. Take care of the man.
Inside the cabin, both of them. Hurry it up.
Let go of me. Let my pa go.
Bring up the horses, Bill.
Well, as soon as the boys are finished, they're heading back into the trees to make camp. When the steamboat rounds the bend, the captain will just see you and me.
And we let this one go by.
We sell them wood, and that's all. The downriver boats we're laying for.
The ones that wintered at Fort Benton?
Yeah. The ones that'll be carrying gold from the diggings. Go on, clear them out of that cabin. Here she comes.
Yeah, proud of. This is his place. There's no mistaking it. I bought wood from him 3 or 4 times last season.
Howdy, Captain. We were just coming on board to see you.
Who are you?
Well, we're just a couple of friends of Slim's. He and the boy went hunting and left us in charge of the cabin.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, we'll take care of you if you want wood. Slim left a lot here.
Oh, we're not stopping to refuel.
Tying up for the night?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Why, no, we're only going to drop a passenger. But I'm not so sure you ought to stay here, ma'am.
Well, how long will it be before Slim gets back?
Well, it might be a long time.
Yeah, maybe a month. Him and the boy just left. Well, that's strange, with the season opening right now.
Well, he's been working hard. He needs the rest.
Well, the cabin seems quite large. How many rooms are there?
Oh, there's only...
There are 4.
Well, then I could stay here.
I can't answer for these men. I don't know them at all.
Oh, if they're friends of Slim's, I'm sure they're all right.
Then why don't you stay on the boat and go on up to Fort Benton? We could drop you off on the return trip. That would take just about a month, and Slim would be here then.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You may not want me here, but I promise I won't be in the way. I'm a good cook, too. You can count on that.
Well, hey, maybe we're missing a bet for you.
Yeah, maybe we are. Plenty of room in the cabin.
I don't like it.
Oh, there are all those things I brought with me, Captain. I could fix up the place before Slim came back.
But, Mrs.
I want to stay. Please don't worry about me. I'll be just as safe here as I would be on your boat.
Sure you will. Welcome to Goodrich Landing.
We can't go any farther than that, Toto.
It's plenty dark now.
And Silver and Scout could use a rest.
Yeah, and it's clear and good for camp.
Yes. There's a spring over there, and... Could that be a bear?
Not bear. It's not animal. That's man.
You're sure, Tonto? Between here and the river. We'd better have a look.
It's good you have gun ready.
Yes. Now that we know Rio and Spur up here with their gang, we'll have to be on guard every minute.
We go this way.
Slowly, Tonto. Wherever it is, we'll hear it's coming.
Tonto, watch out. He not hear steps now. Maybe him stop the river.
It could be someone with a small boat just gone into shore.
Make camp for night.
Not if it's one of Rio's men.
Me see river now. There. Stand on bank.
It isn't a man. It's a woman.
I hear you. Stay where you are. I'll
shoot!
We're friends.
Rio sent you after me. You can't make me go back there.
You know where Rio's gang is?
You can't fool me.
We'll raise our arms and walk toward you. Is that all right?
Just as far as that big tree. No farther. I can see you then.
Come on, Donna.
Her body's scared.
She's desperate. Now then, if you know the members of Rio's gang, you can see we don't belong.
A masked man and an Indian. More outlaws.
You're mistaken.
This Lone Ranger.
I don't care what he calls himself. He's wearing a mask and that makes him an outlaw. Honest men don't hide their faces.
You come from east?
I come from Chicago and I'm going back there. But not before I find out what they've done to Slim and Buddy. I knew I was right about this country. It's no place for anyone who's decent.
You're going to stop the next boat?
It's no business of yours what I do. Take one step toward me and I'll shoot.
I suppose you were talking about Slim Goodrich and his son. Aren't they at the landing?
Those crooks are there. Rio and Spur and all the rest of them. And I still think they sent you after me. Someone I hadn't seen before. Someone I might listen to long enough to be caught off guard.
Believe me, ma'am.
I don't believe anything from anybody. Oh!
Sit down, ma'am.
You shot at me. You hit me.
How could I? My hands are in the air.
Put me down.
That's it, Donald. Cover us. We'll meet you in the clearing.
I'll do it.
Where are you taking me?
You were right about someone following you. There's no telling how many.
Where are you taking me?
To some place where it's safe. Our horses are in that clearing up ahead. We'll lose Rio's men in the forest.
I won't go with you.
Your arm has to be bandaged and soon. Here, boy. Can you stand up for a minute?
I think so.
Hang on to me. I just want to wrap this bandana around your arm. Oh. We'll have to do for a while. Now then, I'll help you up. Just jump, Tonto. Come on. Lead the way.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
The doctor said he had to come out here. I was afraid to go with him. I'd heard so many stories, Indians, massacres, hold-ups, outlaws. He was my husband. Buddy was my son. I wouldn't go with him. For 2 years, I've been ashamed of myself.
But this spring, you decided to come out here.
Yes, I was still afraid, but I came anyway. Look what I find. Both of them murdered by outlaws.
We can't be sure of that. How did you find out the truth about Rio and his gang?
Well, it was when I started to get dinner. Rio told me I'd have to cook for 20 men. And they started drifting in from the forest. One look at their faces was all I needed. I waited till they were eating, and then I slipped away.
You were going to signal the next boat that passed?
Yes.
Did you overhear anything at the landing? What does Rio plan to do?
I don't know.
You say there was a lot of wood cut.
Oh, piled up along the river for 100 yards.
Slim and Buddy must have cut it during the winter.
I suppose so. The gang only got there today.
And get plenty of money from both for wood.
Not enough to interest Rio. You must have some other idea.
What have they done with my husband and my boy?
Are you sure they aren't in the cabin?
Well, there was one room that was locked.
And Rio may be keeping them prisoners in there.
I'm going to find some way to get to Fort Benton. I'm going to bring the soldiers back here.
By that time, Rio will be gone. No, Mrs. Goodrich, there isn't time to go to Fort Benton. And wait.
Silver, make it plenty fast.
Wait, Tonto. Fort Benton. The first gold shipment of the year will be coming down the river any day now. At least one of them will have to put in at the landing to refuel.
Then, outlaw attack.
That's it. We know what they're up to. Now we must find some way to stop them.
And rescue Buddy and Slim.
We'll think of that first. You'll be safe here, Mrs. Goodrich. Tonto and I are riding onto the landing.
Oh, they'll capture you, too.
Don't worry about that. Here, Silver.
Yes, Scout.
When will you be back?
Not until morning. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Look, the wood caught fire.
Who did that?
I don't know. I was out and back with some of the boys.
We gotta save that wood. The captain don't see it pile up there. He won't come in. Hey, you! All of you, down to the river. Put out that fire!
Keep watch the door, Tonto.
All men come for river.
I knew the fire would draw them away from the cabin. And this must be the door.
It's locked?
Yes. I'll have to break it down.
Maybe them hear you.
Not with that fire roaring to the sky.
You want Tonto help?
No. One more try should do it. They're here. I'll have that gag off in a second.
What's up? I heard him yelling about a fire.
I don't know. I said it.
You set fire to my wood?
It's the only way we could get in here and help you. Oh, the boy.
My whole winter's work.
They'll put it out. There you are, son.
Who are you, anyway? You can't be with a gang, or you wouldn't...
Oh, can't you guess? It's a Lone Ranger.
A Lone Ranger?
Wait, this way. There are horses out in back. Come on, Tonto. Out the back door.
That's still quite fire. Where do you see any horses?
Just beyond the first trees.
Hey, look! That spur pointing this way.
They see it.
Keep running.
They're outlaw horses.
They should do with their saddles.
What about you and the Indian?
I'll go on a little farther. Silver.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Am I with you?
Steady there, boy. Are you ready, Slim?
Just a second. Then come from river fast.
Get up.
Follow me.
Get him up, scout.
Hail, Silver!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. By setting fire to the logs piled along the riverbank, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were able to draw the outlaws away from the cabin and rescue Slim and Buddy. Then as the gang opened fire on them, they rode into the forest and headed for the camp where they had left Mrs. Goodrich. At last, the clearing was reached.
Himasabe, the fire.
Somebody's cut her fire.
Stamped it out and she's gone.
Who are you talking about, Masked Man?
Your wife, Slim.
My wife? Well, you're local.
I was in Chicago.
Didn't you hear a woman's voice in the cabin this afternoon?
I thought I did, but I couldn't be sure.
That was your wife. She came on the Prairie Belle. And when she found out that Rio and his gang were outlaws, she ran away. We found her in the forest. A few minutes later, we were attacked and she was wounded.
Ma was wounded?
A bullet caught her in the arm. What have you found, Tonto?
Only a crack. It go that way.
To the north. The river's to the west. We'll have to find her. Slim, Bud, into your saddles again.
Right.
Yep. Let's go, Tonto.
Get up.
Silver.
River here.
Attacks are heading for the river? We're above the landing, aren't we?
That's right.
And I can see what she's trying to do.
What?
Warn any steamboat that might be heading down the river from Fort Benton.
Warn them about what?
Rio's out for gold. The first steamboat that puts into the landing will be attacked.
And Ma came all the way through this forest just to warn
him? We promised to rescue you and your father before we did anything else. We were gone a long time. You must have thought it was up to her to carry out the rest of our plan.
I'd never have guessed that Anne would be capable of such a thing.
She's learning something, Slim.
I'm learning something.
She's learning that it's easier to face a real danger than the kind one imagines.
Maybe she'll stay, Bud. If we get through this alive, maybe we'll have a real home again.
I'm hoping the same thing, Slim.
It's jet light now.
Shots!
That riverbank up ahead. Shots come from place where trail leads.
What do you make of it, Masked Man?
Faster, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Tonto. Get up.
It can't be a fight this far upstream.
Listen. There's your answer. The first steamboat from Fort Benton.
But that was a saloon.
I know it. She fired five shots. It should only have been three.
Then you don't think they'll stop?
We'll be in the open in a second.
No! Back up, That's Ann. Ann! Are you all right? Your arm.
Oh, it's nothing. Look, madman, I couldn't stop them. They're steaming down the river straight into the trap.
It's open along the bank from here to the landing, Tonto. Silver and Scout can catch them.
That's right.
The rest of you stay here. Go on, Silver.
Silver and Scout, call. Oh, wait, madman, I can help. How do you tell Captain Caprio?
I'll have to get on board to do that.
You'll make him stop?
We'll do our best. The first thing is to get ahead of the boat.
We catch it. How do you pass?
You see the bend up ahead, Tonto? The current's breaking across the sandbar.
That's right.
And the sandbar goes almost all the way across the river. We've got to be ahead of the boat when it gets to the bend.
You ride out on sandbar?
Yes. We're alongside.
It's light now. Happen to see it.
Faster, Silver. Faster. You stay here on the bank, Tonto. I'll have to leave Silver at the end of the bar. He'll come back to you.
And what you do?
I'm going to swim out in the center of the channel. They'll either have to stop or run me down.
And that's plenty danger.
The captain can't hear me unless I get on board. It's the only way. Come on, Silver. That's it, boy. Straight out on the bar. The water's only a foot or two deep. A warning, Silver. It's possible that he won't stop. We've got to take that chance. Just a little farther. On, boy, on. Yes, I know. It's getting deeper. Steady, boy, steady. We'll go back to shore. You understand? Back to Tonto. Here goes.
Slipped from the saddle and into the water. Then he struck out for the center of the clear channel. Frantically, the captain signaled for him to get out of the way. Speed was checked, and finally the great paddle wheel stopped turning. The boat floated toward the masked man, and as it reached him with its only headway from the current, the husky hands from the lower deck helped him aboard. A few minutes later, he was on the bridge with the captain.
Full speed ahead! Full speed ahead! Now then. The explanation of your mask can wait. I want to know why you stopped my boat in this way.
I had to.
The landing's only about 2 miles from here. You could have ridden that far and signaled from there.
It would have been too late then.
You're covered, masked man. I want straight answers. What do you mean, too late?
That's what I said. Did you intend to stop at the landing and refuel?
I did.
Well, you'd have been met by Rio and his outlaws.
Rio?
They've taken possession of the landing. Once aboard your boat, they'd have robbed you of every ounce of gold you're carrying.
Oh, that's it. I knew Rio was somewhere around here. The colonel warned me to be on the lookout. I suppose you're one of the...
You suppose what?
Just remember that horse you were riding. What do you call him?
Silver.
I should have known at once. The Lone Ranger. Masked man, I'm grateful. We won't stop the landing at all. We'll steam down the river for another 10 miles and then tie up while we cut our own wood.
I don't want you to do that, Captain.
But it's the only thing I can do.
I wouldn't say that. You have plenty of men on board who can handle a gun. This is your chance to get rid of Rio for good. Why should you leave him at the landing to attack the next boat that comes along?
My men aren't soldiers.
The nearest soldiers are 300 miles away.
That's true.
You have plenty of rifles, don't you?
Yes.
Will you let me put it up to the men? Ask them if they're willing to fight.
You're the man to take charge of this. Ask them if they'll follow you.
Very well.
And you'd better hurry. You can see the landing now.
Boys behind the woodpile?
Yeah, they can't see him from the boat.
The Susan B. First boat down the river and loaded with gold.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky she stopped here.
You just stick with Rio. He's always lucky.
You know, there There's only one thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, what's that?
Those three that got away. And the masked man, the engine that helped him.
They're on their way to either Fort Benton or Fort Lincoln. By the time they bring troops back here, we'll be so far away from the Missouri, they'll never find us.
I got an awful feeling about that masked man.
Huh?
Well, it stands to reason that if he was a crook, he wouldn't be helping people like that. What if he was a Lone Ranger?
Hey, what if it was? The job's going to be over in half an hour. Then nobody's going to catch us, not even him.
Well, I hope your luck holds. Yeah,
get set. Gangplank's coming down.
We're down the gangplank!
Aye, aye, sir.
They all know, don't they? We're going after him as soon as it hits the ground.
I told them 100 times.
All right, boys, follow me.
Rio,
hold it. Hold the cover, man.
Look, every one of those hombres on the lower deck got a rifle.
Open fire, boys.
We can't stay here. They're on the upper deck, too. They're shooting right down on us.
Hey, you're right about the mask, man. There he is, coming ashore. Pick him off.
Oh, he shot the gun right out of my hand.
You got 2 hands, haven't you? Get him.
What's the matter with you? We can't stay here, Rio. We got to make a break for it.
Into the woods, men. Go for your horses.
All right, we got right here.
Keep the wood piled between yourselves and the boat.
It's no use, can't you see, Rio? That's the engine by the woods. He's driving off the horses.
I'll show him.
He's out of range. We only got one chance to stand him off, and that's the cabin.
Right. No chance to get the horses now, man. Into the cabin.
That's where all our extra ammunition is. We got plenty of food. Hold out there for years.
That shot came from inside the cabin. There's somebody there.
Why, there can't be. They couldn't have got there from the boat already.
It's Slim and a boy and a woman.
We got inside while we're down by the river.
Don't stop, man. Our only chance is the cabin.
We're right out in the open. It's suicide to go on.
We can't stop. The low range of the men from the boat are closing in.
Now, your luck's gone, Rio. I'm giving up.
Oh, you yellow coyote.
Hit me, will you?
I'll fill you full of lead.
No, you don't. Give me that gun.
Let go here. They come behind you.
You're not going to shoot
me. I'll show you. The rest of you, put on your guns. You're surrounded. You haven't got a chance to escape. Take care of them, boys. Now, Captain, you take Spur. I'll get Rio. Drag them apart.
Watch out for their guns.
What the?
And you won't need this anymore.
Let me finish that pokehead out.
The game is up, Rio. You're finished yourself.
All right. I won't make any trouble.
Yellow.
I got sense, that's all. Your luck's gone, Rio. And it's better to go to jail than stop a bullet.
Oh, you fool will hang. What do you think brought the masked man up here? We're wanted for murder.
A dry gulching, Rio. You shot a man in the back. And that proves you're as yellow as Spur.
Yes?
Now, you're prisoners, Captain. Take them down to St. Joe and turn them over to the marshal.
Don't worry. We'll deliver them for you, masked man. Get them on board, boys. Get them on board and throw them in iron.
Aye, Kimotabe. Counterpane silver. Count.
That was good work, Tonto, driving off their horses. But who was firing from the cabin?
You look. Them come here now.
Slim and Buddy and Mrs. Goodrich.
That's right, masked man. We found something we could do after all.
It was Ma's idea.
Yeah. We caught up with Tonto while you were getting on board the boat. Then he led us by a back trail to the landing here.
We could see the gang hiding behind the woodpile. He knew that when you smoked them out from there, they'd either go for their horses or the cabin. So Tonto took care of the horses, and Ma said, well, why don't we go inside the cabin and keep them away from that?
I'm proud of you, Ann.
Oh, Slim.
I don't believe you'll ever be afraid of the West again, Mrs. Goodrich. You've faced the worst it has to offer, and now you'll learn about the best.
Well, Massman, this is our home. I found out that when you have to fight for it, it means a lot more to you. The three of us, well, we're going to be happy here.
I'm sure of it. Ready, Tonto? Adios.
Oh, my
up, Count. Thank you.
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.